Bethel Baptist Church. Please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin if you are visiting with us for the first time today. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, how can Christians be happy in this wicked world? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, our brother Chris McCann will be speaking. The ladies' Bible study group, which normally meets, would meet tomorrow, is canceled this time, and it being Valentine's Day. The men's Bible study group will meet Tuesday, February 15th at the Veloz residence at 7 p.m. See Pastor Tomlinson if you'll need any further information. There will be a congregational business meeting in 1 week, that's Sunday, February 20th, following the morning worship service, and we do encourage you to attend that meeting. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Brother Olivas will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 143, Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Good morning once again, folks. What a great way to prepare ourselves for the reading of or for the Word of God by singing God's praises. Amen. Number 2, Love Divine.
Oh,
you please stand, go ahead and open your hymnals to 490, When Love Shines In.
So much, please remain standing for prayer. Greg, there is an echo in the speaker here. All right, and I just want to notice that Amy Dulilo Bouchard is here from Georgia. Amy was my smart cookie girl in my class with the young people. Remember, a long time ago, Amy? All right, and now she has a baby. And I'm so glad to marry a man who have been, is he still in Iran or Iraq? No, home. Praise God. He's home, all right? The Lord has been good to the family. And Thelma McDowell is here, standing. And let's give a hand, all right? And I'm standing with you here after a very scary weekend. My body shut off on Thursday night. I checked with my urologist, and we exchanged thoughts, and the best was to go to the hospital then and go through the process. And I did on Friday for 6 hours, and the Lord was good. The detection of what the infection was located. Extracted, do all the work, and the medicine is working, and I'm standing with you today. But it's scary because I knew anything on the kidneys, when they shut off, you are gone in a minute. And our life is in a tiny little thread, you know. We can be here now, and the next moment, I told my wife, I don't like what I see, and I'm glad that my friend, Dr. Heaney, he said, you come in, and I'll be there, and we all be there, and two or three doctors over there, and the biologists, and getting all the things. And to locate your infection is the key. And they did it. It was in a prostate area, and they know what to do then. So praise God for that. So let's pray and thank the Lord. Lord, today in America is celebrating very soon tomorrow the day of love and friendship. And we are So delighted to know that you love us before we even were Christians. You love us when we were yet sinners of the Bible. What a great love you show to us. And now, Father, because of that great love, then we should express our love for others as well. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that we open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church to speak thy word and to proclaim, especially today, that the scripture teaches that we should love one to another. Now, Father, we are a family of God, not only here in Morgan Hill together, but also across the world, in the internet. We have people in New York, people in Philadelphia, people in Minnesota, North Dakota, Arizona, Texas, North Carolina, North California, South California, Lord, everywhere. We have people in England. We have people in Korea listening to our broadcast. And we are thankful, Father, that we can reach the family of God. And not only in internet, but in radio, all across, all the way to Hawaii 5 here, Northern California, South, all in our beautiful radio, 880 AM. And so we are thankful that we have a ministry to proclaim to America that God is real and that thy word is truth. As a family, we are thankful that Amperetto is improving and is having a day with the doctor to find out exactly her diagnosis. We pray for the doctors to really search well and able to diagnose her case. We are grateful that Mildred Plica is home and is safe and is secure. And we rejoice with Thelma McDowell today, here, right here, in our building. She was in surgery not too long ago, and now she's back here. Thank you, Father. I thank you for myself. I thought it was the end of the end for my life, but in your mercy and in your goodness, you give me another day to live. And I'm thankful, Father, for that. Lord, I'm thankful for Emmy visiting with her son. And it's just so beautiful to see your children grow in the Lord. And I remember the years that Emmy was the smart cookie in our class. The years that she had questions. The years that she searched the scripture. And I remember the day I did a wedding for her with a beautiful man, Lucas. I told my wife, Emmy found a good husband. And the pastor is happy. And Lord, how blessed we are that you take care of our children. How blessed we are that you look for our children. And not only you look for them, but you care for them. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, we pray for our missionaries, for Carol and Ruth Knott, for Eusebio and Marta, Marixa Perez, for our brother David and Denise Ruth, as they are closing, they already closed their ministry, and Father, this month will be the last month of support of our church, and they are out of the ministry. We don't know the reasons, but the man has served beautifully in Papua New Guinea, and we pray that you may give to this engineer a good job here in America. For Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires, and she, Lord, have wrote a letter, which is in the bulletin, so that we can look on it and see the appreciation that they have for the donation that we gave them for December. She spent all the money, not on herself, but in books and shelves for the place of the rehabilitation center, so that people can be served better. And Lord, for Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru, I know that Dante needs help. I know that Isabel, that's Maruja's mother, need help. And so, Father, give them wisdom and strength and how to do things. And for Jose and Diana Avila in Costa Rica, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Children Athletic Association in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, as Danny next month start with a tour of a chaplainship around the racetrack in America. And for Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center, as they replan their life and how to serve in that institution. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that not only you support us here, not only we have the airways and the internet, but, Lord, we are grateful. The people in the internet, they feel compelled to support us and to give us of their offering. And so, Lord, thank you for their sharing with us so that we can keep on the ministry without stop. Now, Lord, thank you for the people here who gave with sacrifice. And we pray that our budget be met and that we will be on black and that we will keep on going until you come. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for your love for us. And thank you for the love that you put in our heart for each other. Now bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the first epistle of John. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1330. We will be reading 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 through 19. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, 1 John chapter 3, verses 11 through 19. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we come looking for truth, and we know that your truth is all that matters after all is said and done. For you have created all things and know all things. We thank you for the all-sufficient truth which you have given us in the Scriptures and which reveals him who is the truth, our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who gives us understanding of the written word. We thank you for assembling this congregation, which we pray will always be characterized by our love for one another. Help us to be those loving people that the apostle describes today in the text. We pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes now to bring the message from the Bible that you would have us hear. Bless him and guide him that he may convey to all who listen here and on the radio and internet and CD those truths you would have us understand, that they may become our guide to apply as doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?